إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة للمذاكرة في كتب العلم، فعلى بركة الله.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى proceeded to or proceeded by saying part of the خطبة الحاجر, which is what the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin his speeches with, whereby he said, "Verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى proceeded to thank Allah عز وجل for allowing us to come together in continuation of these blessed gatherings, studying the books of knowledge. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that we will proceed with the blessings of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
No.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول مسلف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا
آمين.
في كتابه رياض الصالحين باب ذكر الموت وقصر الأمل
وقصر الأمل
قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بادلوا بالأعمال سبعة هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنى مطغيا أو مرضا مفسدا أو هرما مفندا أو موتا مجهزا أو الدجال فالشر غائبا ينتظر أو الساعة والساعة أدهى وأمر رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
هذا الحديث فيه وصايا.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that in this hadith there are وصايا or advices and admonitions.
وهي سبع.
And the number of them in this hadith are seven.
الفقر ينسي.
Poverty that causes one to forget.
والغنى يطغي.
And the richness or wealth that causes one to be arrogant or haughty.
والمرض يفسد.
And sickness that spoils or destroys.
والهرم يفند.
And likewise, old age, which causes one to be incapacitated.
والموت يجهز.
And the natural death, which brings an end to everything.
والدجال شر غائب ينتظر.
And the Dajjal, which is the most abhorrent or the evil of what is waited for. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Sa'ah, the last hour, is more bitter or worse than all of these things mentioned. And the advice of the Prophet ﷺ is the first part of this hadith, that we hasten and rush to do good deeds.
ما هي الأعمال؟
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is saying, what is meant by the أعمال or actions in this hadith?
الأعمال الصالحة.
Those righteous actions or those actions that are considered righteous actions.
ما الذي يعيق الإنسان من العمل الصالح؟
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is saying, what causes an individual, what prevents an individual from doing righteous actions?
من المعيقات هذه السبع.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that from these seven things mentioned, these are from the things which cause or prevent an individual from doing righteous actions, which are basically roadblocks.
الفقر ينسي.
For example, poverty causes the individual to forget, causes him to be busy, so he forgets.
فيصبح مشغول.
Why? Because he is busy.
يريد يجمع المال.
He is busy trying to attain wealth.
حتى يسد حاجته.
So that he can meet his basic needs.
والفقر يعوز الإنسان.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that faqr or poverty, it causes an individual to not be able. It does away, it makes him unable.
ويذله.
And also likewise, poverty is something that humiliates him.
مما يلهيهم من العمل الغنى المطغي يطغي الغنى يطغي.
And also from those things that prevent people from doing righteous actions is wealth that causes the individual to basically oppress or to become arrogant and haughty.
كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى الله استغنى.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is mentioning these verses which further clarify the meaning of this mutqi.
كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى.
Verily the individual he oppresses and becomes arrogant in doing so.
أو يمرض والمرض يعجز الإنسان عن العمل.
The third thing, sickness. And of course if the individual becomes sick or ill, it prevents him from doing righteous actions.
أو الهرم كبر السن.
And the next one, هرم, when the individual becomes or he reaches old age to the extent that he is no longer able.
ولذلك أتى في أن تغنم شبابك قبل أن تهرم.
And it comes that
قبل أن تمرض.
You benefit.
وغناء قبل أن تفقر. وحياتك قبل موتك وعافيتك قبل مرضك. أتى نصوص أيضا مثل هذا.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is referring to other hadith and other texts wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged people to benefit from these blessings before they are taken away. Benefit from your youth before you become old. Benefit from wealth that you have before you become impoverished. Benefit from your free time before you become busy. And likewise, these things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Muslims to benefit from while they have them and before they are in a situation where they don't have them.
يومك شباب.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that today you are a youth, young.
مثلك الآن لما أصبحت كبير. لا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that will you be the same once you become older or in old age.
إذا هناك أشياء كنت أنت تعملها الذي منعك من عملها كبر سنك هرمك.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there are certain actions that an individual engaged in, and once he reached the age of elderliness and became elderly, he was no longer able to engage or carry out those actions.
كلنا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala.
إن أبقى الله لنا أعمار وأطال الله في أعمارنا سيمرنا الهرم والكبر.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala.
فنسعد نحتاج إلى أشياء تعين والذي نعمله ما نستطيع نعمله ما يستطيع أن يصوم كما كان يصوم أو يقوم كما كان يقوم أو يقرأ كما كان يقرأ أو يبحث كما كان يبحث أو يسافر ويدعو إلى الله كما كان يسافر يدعو إلى الله أشياء كثيرة سيتركها لكبر سن.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that all of us, if Allah Azza wa Jal decrees for us to attain the age of elderliness or old age, that this is something that we will all experience. For example, actions that an individual used to do when he was young. For example, the Shaykh said, the individual that used to frequently fast, or the individual that used to frequently pray during the night, or the individual that would increase his supplications while traveling. Once this individual becomes elderly or attains the age of old age, this individual will not be able to carry out those actions like he once did in his youth.
Our mood.
And the issue that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned after this, موت.
Death. مات العبد انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. إذا العمل الموت مما يقطع العمل لأنه يجهز عليه يعني ينهي انتهى.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that of course death,
جزاك الله خير,
it causes the individual where this individual his life stops and he will no longer be able to do righteous actions. If it comes in
الموت,
it comes in الموت. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if the individual dies, all of his actions stop except three. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala once again reiterated that death is something that prevents the individual from engaging in those righteous actions that he once engaged in when he was living or whilst he was living.
أو أنه يدرك الدجال فالدجال لا شك تحصل في زمانه فتن كثيرة فهو شر غائب ينتظر. نسأل الله أن لا يجعلنا نملك زمانه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is mentioning the Dajjal, and he makes supplication that Allah prevent us from reaching the time of the Dajjal. And of course, when the Dajjal appears, there will be several or numerous calamities that will come with him. The last hour, of course, if the last hour comes, then the individuals or the people will no longer have the opportunity to engage in righteous actions or carry out righteous actions, as the final hour has been established.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات يعني الموت رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
لماذا نكثر من ذكر هادم اللذات؟
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he's asking the question. It was mentioned in this hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, increase in remembering that which stops or that which destroys all pleasures, death. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is asking the question, why? Why do we increase our remembrance of death?
لماذا؟ أجيب.
Why?
لماذا نكثر من ذكر هادم اللذات؟
Why do we increase in the remembrance of that which brings an end to all pleasures?
ما سعد؟ حتى لا ننشغل ونغتر بالدنيا.
ذكرنا بالآخرة.
شيخ منا.
ذكرنا بالآخرة.
حتى نتذكر الآخرة فنستعد لها. ها؟ نبادر بالأعمال. ها؟ ما سمعت؟ لتخف محبة الدنيا في قلوبنا. هذا هو كفى بالموت واعظا لأنه يعظه حتى يعمل ويحث على الآخرة. ها؟ لنستعد لحسن الخاتمة فإذا أتتنا فنحن على خير الأعمال. ها؟ واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. استمر بالعمل حتى يأتيك الموت. ها؟ أيضا كثيرة هي الفوائد التي نستفيدها من هذا التذكير. أكثر من ذكر هذه من اللذات، إذا ذكرناه حتى لو نسينا نسمع فلان ماتت أمه، فلان مات أبوه، فلان مات ولده، فلان مات أخوه، جارنا فلان مات، إمامنا مات، زميلنا في العمل مات. الموت يأتي هذا ويأتي هذا، الدور جايك أنت، اللي حولك بدأوا يذهبون، جايك الدور متى؟ ما تدري. فإكثارك من ذكر الموت يجعلك تستعد لتلك اللحظة. نسأل الله يجعل خير أيامنا يوم لقائه. نسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعل خير أيامنا وخير أعمالنا يوم لقائه، وأن يختم لنا بالحسنى. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that there are numerous benefits from remembering the destroyer of all pleasures, which is death. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that even if the individual is in a situation where he himself doesn't remember death, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that he is constantly reminded of death because he hears so-and-so has died, our neighbor has died, the Imam of our masjid has died, our colleague at work has died. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there are constant reminders of people who are around us who have died, and we are reminded that your turn will come. The issue is when. Of course, nobody knows. And due to this fact, the individual should be prepare himself for that day, which will undoubtedly come. So the individual makes the most of his life and makes the most of his time while he is here, hastening to do good deeds. And the other things that the brothers mentioned when the Shaykh asked him the questions.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذهب ثلث الليل قام فقال يا أيها الناس اذكروا الله جاءت الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة جاء الموت بما فيه جاء الموت بما فيه قلت يا رسول الله إني أكثر الصلاة عليك فكم أجعل لك من صلاتي فقال ما شئت قلت الربع قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك قلت فالنصف قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك قلت فالثلثين قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك. قلت أجعل لك صلاتي كلها؟ قال إذن تكفى همك ويغفر لك ذنبك. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
الاستعداد للموت كما تقدم، لأن الباب كله يتكلم في الموت قصر الأجل، ولكن هنا أضاف مسألة الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والاكثار منها هي سبب في كفاية الهموم ومغفرة الذنوب.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that, again, this hadith is related to the chapter, and what it is preparing for death, and the fact that what the individual wants or wishes for in life is of course short. And what is the additional in this hadith is that mentioning salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a reason for one to be alleviated of those things that cause him worry or those things that he worries about, and also it is a reason for maghfirat al-dhunub or forgiveness of one's sins. قال رحمه الله تعالى باب استحباب زيارة القبور للرجال وما يقوله الزائر. وعن بريدة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور فزوروها. رواه مسلم.
هذا نهي عام.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that this was a general prohibition. The first part of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prohibit them from visiting the graves. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that this was a general prohibition.
واستثنية منه الرجال.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the men were excused from this general prohibition.
لبقاء النهي في ذلك لعن الله زائرات القبور.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the general prohibition still applies. As it for the women folk, as it comes in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed the women who visit graves. No. So again, it's a general prohibition. Men have been excused. The general prohibition still applies to women folk due to other texts wherein the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed women who visit the graves.
ولعلكم تلاحظون تبويب النووي باب استحباب زيارة القبور للرجال. فباقي حكم النهي للنساء على أصله.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that if you look at the title of Imam Nawawi, the title of this chapter, the fact that he said the chapter, the recommendation or the recommended act of visiting the graves for the men, which indicates that the general prohibition still applies to women. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما كان ليلتها من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج من آخر الليل إلى البقيع فيقول السلام عليكم دار قوم المؤمنين وأتاكم ما توعدون غدا مؤجلون وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون اللهم اغفر لأهل البقيع الغرقد. رواه مسلم.
هذا الدعاء للأموات.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that this is the supplication that the individual states for the people. He makes supplication for the people who are in the grave.
وهو ذهب يخرج منها ويذهب المقبرة ولم يأتي أنه أخذها معه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith, it states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wake up and go out to the grave, and it doesn't include and it doesn't say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his wife with him.
دار قوم المؤمنين أي أصبحت مقرهم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is referring,
السلام عليك.
Is referring to the actual wording of this hadith that the person begins by giving salam to the people who are in the grave.
وأتاكم ما توعدون.
And it is said to them that that which you have promised has come to you.
الميت قد لقي وعد الله.
And the person who has died, he has attained that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised him.
غدا مؤجلون أليس الصبح بقريب؟ يعني غدا أي اليوم الآخر. وإن إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون أي سنلحق بكم أي سيأتينا ما أتاكم الموت قادم إلينا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the next two sentences that they have been delayed until the day of judgment, and that we the living people we will be soon to follow them, or that we will follow them as to what they are waiting for, what waits for them.
ثم دعا لهم اللهم اغفر لأهل بقيع الغرقد
And the last part of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن بريدة رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمهم إذا خرجوا إلى المقابر أن يقول قائلهم السلام عليكم أهل الديار أهل الديار من المؤمنين والمسلمين وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون أسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية رواه مسلم.
هذا كقبله السلام الديار إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون أي أمر الله قادم إلينا ثم الدعاء لنا ولكم بالعافية.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى سيد
نعم.
وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبور بالمدينة فأقبل عليهم بوجهه فقال السلام عليكم يا أهل القبور يغفر الله لكم يغفر الله لنا ولكم أنتم سلفنا ونحن بالأثر رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
هذا فيه الدعاء لهم وهذا فيه حجة لمن احتج في السلف وأهل الأثر أن رسول الله قال أنتم سلفنا ونحن لكم أثر وهو صلى الله عليه وسلم سلفنا وهو لنا أثر.
الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى stated that this is proof along with other texts which prove that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used these words and that it is permissible to use these words salafi and athari as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is a salaf for us meaning that he has preceded us and he is a